David, just thank you so much for being on.
Oh, what a pleasure it is to be here. And yes, I'm a 58-year-old mom's boy, and I'm proud to say I never listened to my mom, but I watched her. And that was all I needed to be, and my siblings, five of them to be exact, to be extremely successful, to watch a single mom who worked two jobs, raised six kids, packed their dinner in a paper bag in between being a second grade teacher and filling up turnstiles at convenience stores just so we could eat. So, although I'm not proud to tell you I've never listened to my mom, I watched her. And if anyone wants to take a parenting lesson, just remember your kids will not listen to you, but they're watching.
Absolutely. I think that's funny enough. I find that I'm not a parent yet, but I've noticed that a lot of people think it's what you tell your kid, and it comes down to what you actually show them.
Yeah, for sure. And I think too, like funny, I've a 26, 24, 21, and my baby oops is 15. And at times they all roll their eyes at me the same way that I rolled my eyes at my parents and my mom particularly. And I always say thank you when my kids roll their eyes at me and they're like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Well, you acknowledged what I said and you planted that seed under a tree that I may never sit under." So although I didn't listen at the time, and the reason is just remember this about human nature. Nobody, including me, nobody likes feedback in the present. And single moms give you great feedback in the present. And nobody, it's not human nature. You don't want feedback in the present. It may take 5 months, it may take 5 years, or in my case, it may take 50 years. But I will tell you, you are planting seeds when you are teaching your children.
Beautiful. So before we dive in, I always open up my podcast with a interesting question, which is, what is bringing you joy in this current season of life?
Wow, every day, my non-negotiables bring me joy. And the non-negotiables, number one is sleep, two is health, three is family, four is faith, five is finance, and then six is the study of time, and seven is the study of relativity of that time, the meaning of that time. And so those non-negotiable behaviors, 7 days a week, which equals about 12 hours a day, including sleep. So the majority of it I'm not conscious of, but those 12 hours are what truly brings the joy in my life. My sleep, my health, my family, my faith, my finance, the study of time, and the study of relativity.
Beautiful. I love that you're so like just it you're the epitome of like you study it, but you're also constantly embodying it.
Trying.
And I can admit the sleep part is always a hit or miss with me.
Well, you're young, like you said. I have 18 years now, coming on 19. I have a sleep coach. When I changed my perspective in life, my paradigm, and saw that a third of my life was spent sleeping, and if you don't sleep, you die. And if you want to increase your performance, the best way to do it is to recover and to access information, which is sleep, the best activity to recover and access information to make life easy. I got a sleep coach 18 years ago who helps to make sure that I recover better than anyone and I access information in a different way than most people. And so I highly encourage people to spend a third of their life at the highest level by sleeping well.
Beautiful. So you actually often speak of gratitude and surrender, which is somewhat counterintuitive, especially when you're in the high performance business entrepreneur spaces. So how do gratitude and surrender actually become strengths in leadership instead of a weakness?
Yeah, so gratitude is a skill set of finding the light, the love, and the lesson. You see, in every problem, in every struggle, the solution's already there. It's just a lapse of time until we find what's called the resolution or the resolution. And so I try to shorten that distance of resistance that most people create with that lapse of time between the problem, the struggle, and the actual solution that exists already. And in order to do so, you number one have to seek intentionally the light, the love, and the lesson. by being accountable for the circumstances or the evidence that is not aligned with where you want to be. And so, you know, the problem, once again, feedback in the present, not appreciated. The evidence that exists today is not appreciated to the point, and appreciation is gratitude, right? It's not appreciated because it's usually counter-evidentiary or counterproductive to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And so how does gratitude reconcile itself with surrender? Through forgiveness, through faith. And so when I am a very hard-hitting guy, right? I am very productive. I'm very accessible. I'm very gracious. But in that effort of definiteness of purpose in my life, in a divine direction with devotional behavior, which is a step above discipline. It's discipline with attention and intention. I'm consistently, like you said, doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with my divine direction. I don't see the evidence today that is going to get me to where I want to be. But as long as I focus in on my behaviors and I categorize those behaviors, is this behavior, am I thinking, saying, doing, feeling, and believing aligned with where I think I want to be or better, or is it interfering with it? And when I see the evidence contrary to where I want to be, I just go back to looking at my behaviors. And then I realize not only is it the wisdom, the light, the love, and the lesson that's found with gratitude, but it's the faith that we have that we're being protected, promoted, loved, and perfected, even though the evidence is not there. Let me give you an example. I went bankrupt in 2008. I lost over $100 million. The worst part was I lost my mom's house, which was the only reason I wanted to be rich, was to provide financial security to my mom. I still get choked up thinking about that day. And there was no evidence. Almost 19 years ago, there was no evidence when I lost everything in 2008 that I was going to be where I am today on a unbelievable journey of making more money than I've ever made, helping more people than I ever dreamed of, and having more fun than I probably deserve to have. And yet, the evidence that was there that day when I had to tell my mom I lost her home and she had to move, that was contrary that I would be where I am today. So it's not only the wisdom of seeking through gratitude, the light, the love, and the lessons. What did I do to be responsible, to attract this, to participate in the perception? And what am I supposed to learn from it? That's gratitude, that perspective. But I got to tell you, something that wasn't there until 2008, something that my mom, that single mom that you resonate with and I resonate with, it was the faith that she not only had in me, but she illustrated through me that God does not punish. He promotes, protects, loves, and perfects us. And it's your job to figure out how.
Wow. That's a mic drop right there, just because I feel like, and ironically, you got right into the story I was going to ask you about, which was just having that resilience, which a lot of times I feel like a lot of people, when they are in their, call it low moments, they're hyper-focused on how. And I think what I really resonate with is focusing on the gratitude and just leaving the how up to God and walking in faith. And that actually brings me to my next point of, you talk a lot about faith and frequency, which I'm all about embodiment and nervous system alignment. So for someone who's actually not like stressed, is operating completely out of scarcity and lack, what tangible advice would you give them that they can start to practically shift their frequency outside of the gratitude in order to start attracting aligned opportunities that they're looking for?
Yeah. So I provide, and I'll provide everybody here today, 5 daily practices to elevate your frequency, your awareness. So first, acknowledge the fact that we can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than us. So we need to focus inside in order to see what we want to see outside. And that's all frequency and vibration based. And so I created 5 daily practices, and you can see my email below. Just email me, I'll send them to you, David at themeltzer.com. But the five daily practices are, first, know your what. What do you want today? According to the circumstances today, in alignment with where you think you want to be or better, and then align the meaning of your past, the failures, the setbacks, the mistakes, the defining moments, the historical relevances of your past, and give it a meaning also that is aligned with where you want to be or better. You see, the meaning of your past is where most people limit themselves. They limit their self-image. They limit their imagination. And I want to repeat to people, you will never, I'll repeat, never overachieve your own self-image. And it's created by the limitations of your past. It's created by the meaning of your past. So number one, practice, know your what. Two, know your who. Who can I help get to where they want to be or better, and who can help me? The fastest way to get to where you want to be or better is to find someone that's already there and ask them for directions, or give directions to someone else where they want to be. The third, know your how. And incorporated in that how is the do, say, think, feel, and believe. And the categorization of time, is this a non-negotiable behavior negotiable? Is it planned? Is it unplanned? Is it paid for? Is it unpaid for? Is it sleep? And then utilize it to categorize it. Is the how aligned with where I want to be or better? Or is my how interfering with it? Mm-hmm. And then you'll be able to determine the fourth daily practice. If you know your what, the who, and the how, you can know your now. See, 100% of the things you do now, they get done. 100% of the things you do next, they get done. So doing it now and knowing your now is the quintessential way to be efficient, effective, and statistically successful. It also is the antidote to feeling overwhelmed and the antidote to procrastination, because it is impossible to procrastinate or feel overwhelmed if you're doing things now and doing things next. And so doing it now is essential to have prioritization of what's important to you. And then finally, the fifth daily practice is one in which shift the paradigm in my entire life, the paradigm of applying your why. You see, most people your age ask me when I'm coaching them, oh, Dave, Mr. Meltzer, can you help me find my purpose, my why? I want to know my why. I'm like, you don't already know your why, you're just not applying it. You see, the key to life is to know that we have an infinite amount of energy. We have an infinite amount of intelligence. We have an infinite amount of inspiration and intuition. What are you doing to interfere with it is the question. And how are you applying your why? Not searching for something that you already have. So know your what, your who, your how, and your now, and apply your why. And I promise you, you will make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun.
Wow. I have to acknowledge, I love the way that you're able to translate these, what would be considered philosophical things, into very simple, practical, and actionable items. I feel like that makes the bridge of actually applying it so much easier for the common person, especially. So I'm curious, most ambitious women tend to want to build wealth and impact, but they have a fear of burnout or losing themselves in the process. How do you lead with service while still building abundance?
Yeah, well, you had mentioned, you know, the impact my mom had had on me. She actually named me in a purposeful way. So my name, David, means beloved. My last name means servant. And so as I lived my entire life, and I was interfering with my potential, my mom would say, you need to live up to your name. So you and everyone else, we need to live up to our name as part and parcel of a whole, of an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, as we are protected, promoted, loved, and perfected in this universal way. And so, you know, for me, it's quite simple. You have all the energy in the world. You have all the intelligence and all the inspiration you need. If you feel burned out, right? Everybody gets a guarantee from God. God says this, you're here for a human experience. I'm going to give you a body. It's here to learn lessons. The lessons will keep on coming until you learn them. And you will forget every lesson there ever was, but you have the ability to access every lesson there ever was as well. It starts this human experience when your heart starts, and it stops when your heart stops. And I'm going to guarantee you, in between your heart starting and your heart stopping, that I guarantee you 24 hours a day to learn as many lessons in alignment with where you want to be or better. I guarantee you 24 hours every day of your human experience, except for the last day, I'm going to cheat you. And that's the contract of being a human being. It's not as complex as everybody makes it, right? That's why I focus on keeping my heart beating. So I look at the things like breathing. So I have a breathing coach, because if you don't breathe, your heart stops. Drinking, if you don't drink, your heart stops. Eating, you don't eat, your heart stops. Movement, you don't move, your heart stops. And of course, we mentioned sleep. If you don't sleep, your heart stops. So those are my primary focuses to make the most out of my 24 hours. So when people tell me they're worried about burnout, that they have imposter syndrome, that they limit their self-image and imagination, you have the exact same amount of time. It's what are you doing to interfere with it? And so sleep is an activity. Sitting at home high on your mom's couch, broke and sick, is an activity. In fact, that activity will make you more busy than me. I'm a very active person, but I'm not very busy. Busy means inaccessible. People that are high and broke, sitting on their mom's couch, you know, dreaming about what they want, they're very busy people. They won't do shit for you. What's the old saying? Find a busy person, I'll show you someone that'll get shit done for you. Yeah, because you're active. Find an active person. And so just remind yourself, if you feel burned out, what am I doing to interfere with that infinite intelligence, inspiration, energy, intuition that I am born into?
Beautiful. And finally, what's one shift someone can make to create fulfillment, not achievement?
Oh, that's so easy. Ask for help and receive it. If you are not asking for help, you're not living in faith. See, I believe God has more than enough for everyone. More than enough of everything for everyone. So I'm constantly asking for more to tell God that I believe in him. And I'm receiving it because I know when I receive help from other people, when I receive, the person I'm receiving it from is at their highest self. See, you're closest to God when you're able and capable of helping someone else. And so many people, like my mom, denied, cheated so many people in their lives because they wouldn't receive their help. They wouldn't receive their gifts. They wouldn't receive their money. No, it's okay. It's okay. You are cheating that person. You're cheating them of their highest self. If they're able and capable of helping you, let them be at their highest self. There's more than enough. Don't worry about it. So increase the wisdom and faith. Shorten the distance of resistance. Shorten the lapse of time, spend minutes and moments interfering with your higher self, and allow others to do the same. So ask for help and receive it is the best way to shift your paradigm and get to where you want to be or better.
Beautiful. I am going to put this on the podcast. I am working on that very point right now.
Very good. Well, I'm here to help you and everyone else. Please email me, David@dmeltzer.com. I'll send you the 5 daily practices. I have a new book called Don't Do Business with Dicks. So if you email me, you don't got to prove it to me that you purchased that book. I will send my other books for you for free, pay for shipping, pay for the books. So just email me. I'm here to be of service and value. Let me live up to my late name. Let me live up to my higher self, David@dmeltzer.com. Let me be your beloved servant.
Beautiful. And then I usually end with a very quick, I'm going to do like a mini version of my rapid fire.
Right on.
So a book that changed your life.
Think and Grow Rich.
Best advice you've received in a single sentence.
Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.
Beautiful. And what is one thing you want women to stop apologizing for?
Being themselves.
Hey, beautiful. Well, David, thank you again for the reminder that happiness isn't something we earn after success. It's something we align with ourselves with along the way. And to the woman listening, you don't have to apologize for your ambition, your voice, or your joy. The links for everything mentioned will be down below in the show notes. And until next time, Thank you.